Blog Talk Radio.
Just not going to detail right now. I'm sorry. There's other things that are truly important. It's not like your issues are not. I care about each and every person that does call in every day, because every day I'm on. Usually you do. Yesterday everybody was pretty quiet, but I did get on at irregular time, which has been an issue with me because I've been working really up to really late. My job, I'm super tired. But we need to really talk about what's happening right now. There's protests that go on. And, you know, I'm sorry. It's Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm going to say his name. He killed people and made it to the police station unharmed with AR-15 in his hand. And he's not even old enough to have one. Out on bond, drinking with known racist groups, with literal shirts that say free as fucking shit, just mocking. Well, you know, sounds about white, that's what they do. But if he was black, if he had been my color, shit, if he had been a woman, probably, more than likely, if she had not been blonde and skinny and pretty and cute, she might just get shot. It's funny. Just like in life, people have preferences, including they prefer to hurt old people, older white people. White people aren't always safe from police brutality. No, no, no. We're talking specifics here. You either got white privilege or you don't. For instance, my friend at work, her boyfriend, doesn't have a license. Drives her truck. Got caught driving. They let him go. The guy who got him in trouble and took his license away. Let him go. Yep. You heard it. Let him go. If that was me, I'd be in jail. See, Allie, she didn't even really have a DUI on her hands, but they pulled her over for something stupid. She's never been in jail before. Another girl at my job. And she got brown hair and parted with a shave. They claimed that she was drunk. And she went to jail. Why he was caught breaking the law, period. They had no real proof she was. And she wasn't drunk. She was very aware. But they took her anyway. So the contrast of the two, and both of them are all as poor as me. What was the difference? He was a white male. See, he's young, he's 24, but they're going to say he's a 24-year-old boy. And I look at her, I think she's, I want to say she's 36. She's my age. Yeah, she's a woman, but even if she had been younger, they're going to say she's a woman. And I call him a boy, and he's a man. Period. We need to really pay attention to how people label things like that, because it's very telling. Everyone has preferences. And that should only be when you're, like, choosing a pizza. What they have on your eggs. What kind of person you want to date or spend your life with. That's not for a police officer to decide, oh, well, you know, hey, you put your hands up when I told you to, but I'm going to shoot you anyway. Like Adam Toledo. So, you know, in Chicago, they spend $5 million a day on policing. The crime is the highest in 30 years because policing does not address the root causes of crime. They hardly ever solve murders in Chicago, and in the meantime, they brutalize people all over the city. So we're literally letting the government and our city officials pay people to hurt us. You know, I was telling my friend that calls in, my telenovela chick, you know, it's easier to keep people in prison who are not violent offenders because the COs will have a better chance on controlling them and less of a chance of getting killed by them or raped by them, like when I was in prison. I watched a lot of fucked up crazy shit happen to people in prison, both by COs and by prisoners. And even those same people that'll fuck up a CO and some other prisoners, they have preference too. Everyone has a preference, and it's bias is what it is. There is no true weighing out fairness. Now, for me, I'll call out white people's bullshit. My mom's white. I can do that. I don't give a fuck who you are. I'm going to call you out on your shit, but white people especially. Because white people are either, their ancestors were either slaves, colonizers, or immigrants. So they've got a lot of white privilege after stealing this land from Native Americans to say anything about other people coming here. Do I want people to come here the right way? Of course. But they're also having a ridiculous wait time, getting told, yeah, go here, just like I got passed around like a doobie to the police station. I want to say I apologize about this morning not doing a tarot reading. A, I found all this shit this morning, and B, I was up late doing witchy stuff with my other mother from another system. My sister has not been coming home, and she is in the grasp of what I feel, from what I'm gathering, a couple that's very indulged in crime and very possibly are grooming her for trafficking. They're separating her from the family, and her boyfriend has just left her. So I'm just like, oh, my God. So now I'm working. Since I caught my own bad guy, and now I kind of know what I'm doing, I'm going to try and nip this one in the bud before she becomes my next case, and I have to try and solve the fucking crime and mystery of my sister, who doesn't know anything about this life and is very involved with adults that she does not need to know. And I'm very worried for her. And I feel like she's on drugs, like heavy drugs. And she started using, like, you know, weed and stuff like that. I was disappointed. I did not teach her that. So it's definitely alarming for me that she hasn't been coming home. And there's some woman that has got her, and she's gonna get took. So that's my next thing I'm working on right now, is finding out this woman, who she is. I already found her job, so I'm gonna be calling there today, asking about her and who she is. Yeah. So anyhow, we got Governor Tim Walz and Mayor Frey placing Minnesota on military occupation, operation safety net, can't be an operation to violate people's First Amendment rights and their civil liberties. You need to stop terrorizing people who are protesting the brutality of state-sanctioned violence. You know, that's white power. How many black people are actually senators or mayors in government? Think about it. And if they are, they're complete Uncle Toms and, you know, turn their backs on their own people. And for the stupid people in the back who continuously come to my job bringing disease because you don't wear a mask. Like, I wear a mask at work, but half the people don't. It's counterintuitive because at some point I can't breathe and I have to take that shit off. It's horrible. So I constantly sound like shit now because I'm like a petri dish for fucking illness. But, you know, it's work. Gotta work. I have a kid to take care of that he does not pay for. It really sucks. It's fine. I'm good. I am back in cybersecurity. So I start back in school this year after I have finally cleared this fucking psycho out of my life. It's great to see that the hard work that I put in working my own case came to something finally. You know, seeing those charges there, it almost makes all the risk worth it. And now that I know that I can do something in some way, there's just, you have to find a loophole. You just got to make the system eat its own tail. So, yeah. That's the tea. So if you're out there and you've got a bad guy, write me. Let's see what we can do. I'm not going to charge you nothing. Just Yelp me. No, got to start somewhere. But I got all kinds of tips and tricks to catch bad guys, to notice when you're being hacked, how to take care of it, how to protect yourself. And that's only the beginning. That's only the beginning. So what refutes science? Better science. So what doesn't refute science? Your feelings, religion, favorite politician, half-baked opinion, and watching 2 YouTube videos. Yeah. I want to say that I am extremely disappointed because the police in Minnesota are rounding up journalists covering protests and forcing them on the ground and take pictures of their faces. Sounds about white. This is the white man in power making sure that us, the 99%, or in this case, the 98%, because that other 1% of people who are extremely stupid, yeah, they help get us here. So we need to stay on top of things. We need to keep the voting going. We need to keep protesting going. And, you know, I don't know, man. I can't do the protesting in person. I can only bitch from here because, you know, I got a kid at home. Single parents don't get to participate in a lot of things, but thanks to those who are risking their lives right now protesting, because this is what history and how change is made. The next 20 years is serious change, and it's not going to be pretty. There will be lots of violence and lots of deaths. COVID was nothing in comparative what's in store. The four horsemen have already started riding, and yet it is a metaphor. It's not going to be some spirits who ride on some imagination horses. It is famine. It is war. It's pollution. It's death. And that's what we are. And those of you who live in states where the earth is speaking, I want to try and listen. My object of the game this year is to lower my carbon footprint. Yeah. And I would definitely think about the future. Nothing is permanent, you guys, and none of this, you can't take it seriously anymore. We spend so much time arguing, worrying, keyboard warrioring, being divided by race, color, gender. Does it bother you that my body decided, hey, I'm both? Does it pay your bills? No. Did you know before I told you? No. Did you even know it existed? No. So shut the fuck up about it. If you don't know enough about something, either look it up or shut the fuck up. learning makes your brain bigger, and so does reading. So those of you who can't read more than three syllables and can't understand what Mr. Biden says in his press briefing, well, you might want to go pick up a Winnie the Pooh book and start there. They've got some pretty, and Dr. Seuss, none of it makes sense, but they use some interesting words that you could say easily and comprehend. So if you can't explain it to a child, you don't know anything about it. Mr. Biden was told he has to explain everything to us like a child. And he had to cut down on the advanced wording he was using, because most people can't understand it because of the dumbing down of the system that we have allowed to happen. Because we vote for this, or we don't, and then other people vote for this. And that's why this last election was the eye-opening thing, that if your vote did not matter, they would not try and suppress it. Voter oppression is real. And if your vote didn't matter, then they wouldn't do that. So it isn't just women's bodies they're trying to control. But, you know, I know you hate wearing a mask and freedom and such, but I need to have a funeral for a fetus that I aborted that wasn't even a fetus. Because me, I'm going to have, if I get pregnant now, I can only afford to eat them. I'm sorry, I'm going to have an abortion. Fuck that. Nope. Plan B, bitch. See, no egg, no implantation, no baby. I have a period calendar, and I severely suggest it, because knowing when you ovulate helps you. Because I can't take birth control. It makes me crazy. It makes me break out terribly, and yeah, no, I get angry. And it's horrible. It does no good for me. So I have to use the family planning method. So if I'm going to have sex, I have to make sure it's not during ovulation, or if my condom breaks, I have a plan B. So there's a lot of things that we have to think about. But we still don't have it as bad as black folks who can't even survive driving in their car to go get their two-year-old, or living in their house, eating ice cream, playing video games, sleeping. Minneapolis Public schools will move to distance learning starting Wednesday in anticipation of the verdict in Darren Chauvin trial, because he's going to get away with it. Sounds like the white tradition of the emancipation. Of the black personhood. If that makes sense to anyone, it made sense to me. To put this killer first, because the victim was black. Showing that, again, the black man and woman and child were never freed, just free range. The basic penal codes that we now get policed with stupid shit were called black codes back in the day, and this was to make sure that the black man, woman, and child knew their place in life, just like that's why they put them statues up too and made names of schools and streets after, you know, Robert E. Lee and things such as that. I really want to say it's saddening to hear also the passing of Alan Vallejo in the last evening due to COVID complications. Benya was a brother and joined the Lords of Acid family behind the soundboard, using his talents and skills and an A++ influence. Rest in peace, Don Mano. You will be missed. Do you guys hear that? someone who was literally in Lords of Acid died of COVID complications. You know, these people have been around before I was alive, and they're still rocking, and we just lost a member due to COVID. Donald Trump is the reason why my uncle died early. Donald Trump is the reason why my mom does not have medication that she needs that has kept her alive up to this point, and she's not addicted to anything. When you live in as much pain as these motherfuckers, you don't feel medicine. You just don't feel like you want to kill yourself. I really just need everyone to understand there is an intelligence of the universe far beyond what the logical mind can conceive. The more you operate from your intuition, the more you'll comprehend. Not just that, but the more we look at all this that is going on and just go, man, another day, business as usual. This is only going to get worse and continue. And this is why our kids are rising up right now. And some are. Some are still dumbed down by the system, like Adam Toledo, who didn't know it was good for him and hung out with the wrong crowd. And because of that, and he was outside late, people don't think he deserves to have personhood, even though he was 13. How many times have you adjusted or put on air freshener in your car on your rearview mirror sitting at a headlight or at a stoplight? Like, seriously, how many of you have not signaled? Listen here, the guy that kidnapped me had no license, registration, or insurance on his vehicle. Somehow he had something on him because I ran his tag and found he did have insurance with Geico. He was riding around like that, and they let him go. They didn't bat an eye. It wasn't until Florida Highway Patrol got a hold of it and Fruitland Park. Over here where I live, in Fruitland Park, they caught him with drugs on him and let him go. Like, come on. Literally preference. Remember when Republicans said they wanted to know where the sex traffickers were? Well, now they know. Well, they already knew. They knew. Birds of a feather flock together. If you've got a bunch of pedophiles around you, you're probably a pedophile. If you're voting against sex trafficking laws to stop it, you're probably a sex trafficker. I don't know. If you like child marriage and you voted against banning it, maybe you like to fuck children. Please refer to my other pages in the back of the last year where we covered how many Democrats and Republicans, yes, there were a lot of them, who are still serving today, didn't see a day in jail, fuck their own children and sex trafficked children in their own. Seriously, look it up and you can go back and listen. Seriously, it's fucked up. The fact that Matt Gaetz can fucking do drugs and all this stuff and admit to having parties, but they weren't underage. We were just partying doing drugs. Okay, so why isn't he in jail? Why are you putting people in jail for petty fucking shit? Like the same shit that you're doing. Oh, sounds about white, right? We never escaped the crown. I don't even think that's why they were really coming here. I think that's bullshit. I think they were just colonizing. They were doing it everywhere. Spaniards too. You don't get to escape this either. Actually, everyone enslaved everyone else, and it was the first man in America to own a slave was a black man. Were there already black people in America? Yes. Were there Africans in America before this? No. They were already here. Black people were already here. It was the Africans and other immigrants who were enslaved. For instance, my family came here before 1776 when this became an American country. My family roots landed here in the 1500s. My mom landed here in the 1300s. There's a whole city, a beach city in Alabama, I want to say, with my last name on it. Alonzo is my ancestor. Now, Native Americans were already here. y'all didn't discover shit. Christopher Columbus was lost. He didn't discover nothing, and they allowed him to come here. But if this was me, I would have slaughtered every fucking person that came on my land. Native Americans were true spiritualists. They were the truest to the earth. And honestly, I think we're a cancer. I don't think we were supposed to be here. I think we were here by accident, or maybe we were left here on purpose. And if there's a God, has he forgotten us? I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this. We need to stop funding police. Or make all the lawsuits come out of their pension. Yeah. Everyone needs to be held accountable. If I get caught driving without a license, I'm not going to get let go. I have dreads, I have piercings, I have tattoos. I also have been to prison before. Yeah, I'm not going to get away with it. But that white boy will. I can't take a gun to the Capitol and try and take it over like the insurrectionists did, and they did. They were going to kill people. They think they did nothing wrong. Most of them aren't even going to jail, getting slapped on the wrist, eating organic food. Are you kidding me? Sounds about right. One of them, I know a few of them, did get hurt. One lady was shot, and, you know, she had every right to be shot. What she was doing was against the law. I'm sorry, I saw my shit. I'm catching a cold, and it's cold and wet and damp here where I'm at. And my restaurant is a very old building, so you could imagine. Happy to have my job, though. But I am allergic to mold, and I just fucking burped at the same time. That sounds terrible. God, my throat's extra itchy, and I think I got allergies now. Can we make sure it's ridiculous? Well, nice to see everyone. That's the rant for today. But, you know, we need to be talking about this, screaming about this, and, like, actually getting it taken care of and solve the issue. The issue is this. We have way too many white supremacists, low-educated people in positions that they don't even have. And if you can't recognize your taser or your gun, after being on the force that long, you don't need to be on the force anymore. But being on the force that long, maybe things have changed you. They see a lot of stuff. You know, they don't solve crime anymore. Everything's civil. Trust me, I had to work my own case. That's why I'm developing Not a Victim Anymore, which is going to be mostly a nonprofit. But what will be profitable is putting guys behind bars, or girls even, anybody, any criminal behind bars that I can. That makes the world a safer place. And that's actually solving crime. That's actually doing real police work, in my opinion. Now let me tell you what, the Florida Highway Patrol here, hands down to, Alec Ritter? I hope I said your name right. Thank you. You are Batman in a Mustang. You have given me hope in humanity. You've given me confidence in myself and my abilities. And I want to say thank you for everything, because you were the only one who listened. You were the only one who heard me. You were the only one who responded, but I'm the one who found you. And I had to do some serious risking my ass to do so, and it was worth it. Every minute of it was worth it. I want to thank you so much. I caught my first bad guy, and I was the first victim to get some sort of refuge and closure and hope through my own abilities to find avenues, loopholes, and ways. And I'm one hell of a detective. And there was so much more that I even found, and it was ridiculous. And it's so funny that I was the one that he chose to try and murder, not any of these hookers that he's been spending time with and got caught with, I guess, and was let go. Like, seriously? I'm just like, wow.
But thank you, Baird. I will be as kind and helpful to those who need my help as you have been to me. So that's the tea, everyone. I got to go to work. Seriously, we live in a fucked up matrix, man. None of this shit is permanent. There's volcanoes going off. There's earthquakes constantly. The water is rising on the coast. People are losing their homes everywhere. Natural disasters are only going to get worse. Why are we doing this? You know, my cousin and I, we just want to sit back and get rich and make money off beauty products. But, you know, I can't consciously leave this behind. So I will get rich, sit back, and make money off health and beauty products, but I'm also going to run my nonprofit foundation. And I don't need anybody's help. I just need leads, my own superior detective work, if you ask me, and my passion, a fire in my soul. I wish I could just say I want to just stop fighting because someone tried to murder me. And that's how you know. When they try to murder you, that's how you know you're getting somewhere. I've been through a lot this year, but I'm getting close to getting the other guy, and I'm going to get him too. But in the meantime, life goes on. Business as usual, right? But you can write me, ben.thatsthet@gmail.com, comments, questions, stories, and if you got a bad guy, let's see if we can get rid of him. I'm up for any challenges. I will not charge. And I'll show you how to help yourself in the future. So I love you all. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Black Lives Matter. So do our Asian brothers and sisters. Kick anyone's ass who's doing that shit. Otherwise, I don't want you listening to my show. I don't consort with assholes. So if I'm willing to get a charge whipping your ass because you're hurting somebody, I expect everyone else is a good person to do that shit, because without us, what's going to happen to them? So you heard it. I said it. I'm off to work. I will catch you guys tomorrow morning. If you were expecting a reading today, come catch me in the morning tomorrow. I will definitely be willing to throw cards for you. So tomorrow's Girl Power Hour. I think today's Sunday. So anything goes. It's totally fine. You don't have to feel like you're intruding. I'm here as much as I can be. But as the world turns and every day is a new change, so is my schedule and life. So bear with me. And I'll catch you all tomorrow. And remember, take your time at your pace, just like Michael Myers, because he has proven again and again that no matter who is how fast they run or go on past you, take your time, because you'll kill them every time. Because no matter how fast you run, Michael Myers walks faster. And that's how we need to be. We need to be Michael Myers on our goals, like straight, seriously. So I hope everybody crushes their goals this week. I will probably do forecasting tonight because I haven't been able to all weekend since, you know, people getting tarot readings. So watch out for that. Mwah. Bye.